Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 108th episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. Let's dance the dance, they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week, it is our penultimate episode. It is the episode before the last episode of the series. Will it be the episode before the last episode of the podcast? I don't know. This week's episode is titled Beware of the Creeper, original air date November 7th, 1998. We start at Ace Chemicals, where reporter Jack Ryder is doing a piece on Joker. Now, we have seen Jack Ryder make a few appearances. He kind of replaced Summer Gleason in the redesign era. I mean, we haven't seen him interact or do as much as Summer Gleason did, but he's been around. He's just a normal-looking white dude. He kind of looks like a skinnier Bruce Wayne, actually. So Jack Ryder gives us the skinny on the history of the Joker.
7 years ago, this very night, the clown prince of crime, the Joker, was born on this spot. Since then, Gotham has repeatedly been rocked by the attacks of this criminal madman. Who is he? Where did he come from? What diabolical scheme is he plotting even now? I'm Jack Ryder. Join me as we answer these questions and more on Joker, the madness behind the laughter. His true identity unknown. Operating under a variety of aliases, a nameless gunsel began his criminal career as a hitman for the Valestra mob. Then he struck out on his own, formed a gang.
Come on, Bruce. How many times do you have to hear this stuff?
First target, the Ace Chemical Plant.
Oh, I forgot. Mr. Obsessive.
It was a foolproof plan. Or was it? The daring break-in. The first confrontation with the Batman. Conflict. Struggle. A vat of chemicals. A life changed forever. Former identity erased. New persona. The Joker.
There's some cool things here. So during the history, they do a black and white reenactment, kind of like they do on shows like Unsolved Mysteries or America's Most Wanted. So the costume actor portraying Batman, he has on a Batman costume, and it looks very similar in appearance to the costume Batman wore on his first appearance in Detective Comics number 27, with the short purple gloves and the big horned ears. Now, it kind of looks like that, but I think it looks more like the costume that the actor for the 1943 serial movies wore. He had like this weird outfit that looked like he bought it from Kmart. He had the horns, the gloves, everything. And seeing how this is in black and white, I think that's more of an homage to the serials than it is to the first appearance. Bruce Wayne is watching the report, and he notices that the Joker is actually in the background of the shot. So in the rafters of the chemical plant are Joker, Harley Quinn, and the Three Stooges goons, which I thought were arrested last week during the Judge episode. I mean, they were working for the Riddler and they got those clamps on them, but whatever. Joker throws some Joker gas bombs in the shape of rubber chickens at Ryder and his crew, and they all begin to laugh while dying, we are to assume. Joker throws more gas at Ryder, and then he throws Jack Ryder into a vat of chemicals. Okay, I keep saying the name Jack Ryder, and it reminds me, I know that's the character's name, but it reminds me a lot of the actor from the show Boy Meets World. Was that his name, or was he like, or am I thinking of Zack Ryder? but seriously, I don't know why, Boy Meets World, let's see who that is, I'm Googling right now. Ryder Strong. I was way off. Anyways, speaking of Boy Meets World, Harley and the goons do the old diving board scored car routine because, oh, I forgot. This episode is a funny one. This episode is silly. Oh boy, we're going to have tons of laughter in this episode. All right, I know I'm Somebody told me I should sell, like, ShamWows, but there's no way I'm going to sell this episode. Pretty much anything good about this episode is done with. And now it's all downhill with stupidity. Batman arrives by breaking through the walls with the Batmobile. It reminds me a lot of the Tim Burton 89 film when he breaks into Ace Chemicals, although he does the machine guns to shoot the door down. But it's pretty cool. The Three Stooges and Harley attack Batman and Robin. Alright, so we've seen these Three Stooges goons before. For a while now. I think their first appearance was the episode where Harley Quinn's helping Batman find Joker. I think they're the goons that help him out in that episode. So we've seen them for a while. And they're always just like regular goons. Just dressed up like mime versions of the Three Stooges. We got the visual gag. It was funny. Joker has the Three Stooges, or at least muscular versions of them, as his henchmen. That's funny. But, oh, wait, this is a silly episode. So the goons act and talk exactly like the Three Stooges. It's not funny. It's just annoying. They were just goons that the Joker dressed up that way. That's funny. Them doing the, like, knack, 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 oh, blah, 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 blah. That, oh, God. Jack Ryder keeps trying to climb out of the vat, but Joker keeps kicking him in. And then we have a pretty long fight between the Stooges and Batman. Joker puts an exploding cigar in Jack Ryder's mouth and throws him into the vat again. The cigar explodes, and it just makes the entire place start to blow up. Joker runs away past the sign that says, "Danger, explosives, no smoking." Get it? Because of the cigar? Well, in case you didn't get it, the camera zooms in on the sign. Just in case it was too subtle and you're stupid. Remember when this cartoon used to give its viewers credit? It wouldn't just put stuff right in our face or zoom into signs? No, that's all done with. These kids watching these, they're all idiots. We have to zoom in on that sign or they won't get that cigar gag. Jack Ryder keeps trying to climb out of the vat. Oh, I said that already. Joker finds Robin, and he hits Robin in the face with a yo-yo, sending Robin flying and hitting some levers that trigger the flushing system in the vat that Jack Ryder is in. Batman tries to capture Joker, but Joker tells Batman that he has to make a choice, capture him or go save Jack Ryder. And Batman acts surprised, like, what? Like he just remembered that Jack Ryder is even there? Are you kidding me? That's what you showed up for, to save him. And then what about the rest of the crew? Did Batman forget about them? Did they die in the explosion just now? They never show up. We could just assume they all died when that exploding cigar went off. So Batman and Robin run to the Batmobile and they go outside, only to see Jack Ryder's shirt melt in the chemicals that are being dumped. And then Batman just shrugs and leaves? Dude, look for a body! Like, seriously, they see the shirt melt. Oh, that's proof enough for me. So Jack Ryder pops out of the sewer, literally, and I'm using the word correctly here, literally 1 second after Batman leaves. So if Batman had stuck around to look for a body, he would have seen Jack Ryder come out of the sewer. So now Jack Ryder's a yellow skin, he's like a yellow skin, green haired, like weird, smiley looking dude. And his superpower is to be super, super, super annoying.
Breaking news!
And if you broke it, you have to pay for it. And now the weather. Partly gaga with a 50% chance of schizophrenia.
The writer now has become Nightcrawler from the X-Men without the teleporting powers for some reason. And I'm not just saying that because that's who they mixed them in with in the Amalgam universe. But seriously, he can jump across buildings. He's like super agile. Was Jack Ryder a freaking gymnast on the side of being a reporter? Was he like a gymnast turned like sports commentator and then he got into reporting? So anyways, after being more annoying, Ryder decides to go get vengeance on Joker. He breaks into a clothing store where everyone is running in terror as he tears up the store looking for clothing. The cashier girl is dry and sarcastic like Daria from Beavis and Butthead. And I guess it's supposed to be funny that she doesn't react to Ryder's weird antics. She gives him green Speedos to wear for some reason, and then Ryder grabs a red feathered boa and some red gloves. Batman is in the Batmobile when Alfred calls him and tells him about a yellow laughing maniac at a thrift shop who paid with Jack Ryder's credit card. So Batman turns around and heads toward the thrift shop. Joker arrives to his hideout and he is angry that because he's heard that someone out there is stealing his gimmick. He calls for his henchmen, but they're not there. Joker finds a giant pie and out of it comes a naked Harley Quinn covered in custard. She wants to have sex with the Joker, making remarks like, "Wanna try some of my pie? I'm sure you want seconds." See, kids, jokes about a woman's pie are usually about sex. Joker kicks her out and tells her to go find out who's stealing his gimmick. And I know that's supposedly a famous line, like, "Oh, wanna try some of my pie?" And you guys are probably gonna be annoyed that I didn't play the sound clip. I don't care. I hate this episode. Jack Ryder finds the Stooges henchman in a pool hall. And he breaks inside, and they call him a creep. And Ryder's like, "Creep? I like that. It's too negative. I think I'm going to call myself the Creeper." A fight ensues. Oh, wait. A funny fight ensues. Harley Quinn manages to walk by where the fight is happening, and so do Batman and Robin. Creeper sees Harley and falls in love with her at first sight. We get a scene that's just, God, it's so dumb. It's annoying. I don't let these things get to me, but this scene angers me. Creeper is trying to hit on Harley. So he's standing there talking to her, telling her, "Oh, you're so beautiful." He's like and they try to make him like a weird-ass Jim Carrey knockoff. It's really annoying. So anyways, he's telling Harley like how much he likes her. And the Stooges are like walking up to him, so he's punching them, kicking them, like without ever turning his gaze away from Harley. Batman walks behind them. And the Creeper uppercuts him across the room, like, through a freaking pool table. Is it supposed to be funny? I guess it's really not. I hate the Creeper, in case you haven't noticed. He is annoying as hell. In this scene, in this whole episode in general, actually reminds me of a scene in Jurassic Park 3. Now, stick with me. So, in Jurassic Park 3... there's a scene where our heroes get attacked by a T-Rex. But then the new, bigger dino, the Dinosaurus, or whatever the hell his name is, the one with the big fin on the back. So the new, big, bad dino for the movie appears. And he kills the T-Rex in about, like, 3 seconds. That's supposed to be like, "Look how cool our character is! He killed your favorite in no time! So that means he's better, and he's your new favorite!" That's kind of what this reminds me of, this whole Creeper thing. So, that never works! We've spent years following these other characters, getting attached to them, whether it's Batman or Joker or whoever. Now you bring some new guy and we're supposed to just suddenly dump our favorite because this is the new thing that you invented? Get out of here. So one of the Stooges starts shooting a machine gun. Harley runs away. Creeper chases after her. Batman and Robin then beat up the Stooges. Creeper is being a creep, of course, by being totally rapey towards Harley. Seriously, she's just like, "Oh, God, get away from me." And he's, like, kissing her and everything. This probably passed back in 1998. It doesn't age well. Harley drops a statue on him, and Creeper is still alive because he's now super agile, has super strength, and is invulnerable. Creeper runs away, and Batman and Robin follow. So we get a scene of Creeper looking for Harley and he's sniffing around like if he's a dog, and Batman and Robin are like hiding in the shadows looking at him. Batman figures out that Creeper must be Jack Ryder because he paid with Jack Ryder's credit card. Gee, world's greatest detective, am I right? So according to Batman, Joker's gas and the chemicals in that vat made Jack Ryder this way. So you're telling me that Joker's gas is like half the formula for a super soldier serum or something? This dude was just some reporter. Now he has super strength, apparently like a healing factor. He can fly or jump around everywhere. Whatever. If the episode was better, if the character was better, I would forgive these things. But it's not. He's really annoying, he's really stupid, and his background is even dumber. Creeper finds Harley and Joker. And then a really annoying, stupid fight scene happens until the end of the episode. The end. Huh, I wish I would. I'm not gonna do that to you guys. Alright, so the Creeper arrives where Harley and Joker are at. Joker tries to blow up Creeper, but Batman and Robin arrive. Harley and Joker get away on a parade float that has a castle and small world-like figures on it. Creeper gets in Joker's car. Batman hangs onto the trunk of Joker's car, and Robin uses his grapple and a dolly to skateboard in the back. Whoa! Cool beans, dude! Joker throws the small world figures at Creeper, and Creeper makes stupid jokes. Creeper presses buttons on Joker's car and almost kills Robin by firing a bunch of missiles to the back. I'm sure he killed a bunch of people that were driving behind him, though. He then finds the ejector seat and he flies at Joker, causing them to crash into a landfill. Harley and Creeper on top of the landfill. Joker falls to the bottom. Batman arrives, and Joker begs Batman to save him from the Creeper because he's a lunatic. Get it? Because the Creeper is better than Joker. Creeper tries to rape Harley. You know, once again, he climbs on top of her and he starts kissing her as she's pushing him away. But Batman injects a serum, causing Creeper to pass out while smushing his face in between her breasts. Because it's funny. We're at Jack Ryder's apartment, where he's back to normal. Ryder has a patch on his shoulder, and Batman says that it's a temporary fix, and he's gonna make more. Batman tells Ryder that no one knows he was the Creeper, so he can still have his life and career as long as he keeps that patch on. Batman leaves, and then Jack Ryder takes the patch off for no reason. The end. Cripes on Friday, I hate this episode. This personally is my least favorite episode of the series. I know I've crapped on Maxi Sue's and the kids saving Batman from the Penguin Home Alone style, or that dumb guy that had two crocodiles and was kidnapping homeless kids or whatever the hell, and even the terrible trio. This is awful. I hate this guy. So I would explain to you a history of the Creeper, but I can't stand him, as I mentioned 20 times already. And the faster I can stop talking about him, the better. But I'm going to give you a quick rundown. The Creeper debuted in Showcase Comics number 73 in 1968. He was created by Spider-Man co-creator Steve Ditko. Creeper had his own series, which only ran for 6 issues before being canceled because he's a stupid character. And then he had another 5-issue run in 2003, which had nothing to do with him because it introduced a new Creeper, which was like some woman in France who was some sort of abstract artist, and then she got raped, so she went crazy and started killing in abstract artist type of way. I don't know. It's the whole dumb, stupid, dark and gritty crap. The thing with the Creeper, he does have a connection to another show that aired on the WB, actually. So, Bruce Timm was actually working on another series called Freakazoid, which, let me find the year here. The Freakazoid is a series from... Cripes on Friday. Of course, it's not going to be right on top. I don't want to see all this crap. Okay, this series ran from 1995 to 1997. The Freakazoid is a lot like the Creeper character. Except the reason Freakazoid works is that his world is as kooky as he is, so he fits into this crazy world. When you're trying to bring in Freakazoid into a world like Batman, it doesn't work. And there's even proof in the own Freakazoid series. So Freakazoid, his appearance is, he's wearing like red pajamas with a F. He's blue skinned and he has like weird long hair, kind of like Bride of Frankenstein, like standing up with a streak on it. Freakazoid's origin is that he's just a regular nerd that accidentally, he's logging onto the internet and his cat walks across the keyboard, which accidentally types in this password that was this US military secret password. Somehow this zapped the nerd into the computer where he became Freakazoid. And he has all sorts of weird powers. The show's actually funny. I know some people don't like him, but I find that show to be hilarious for the first season. Second season, so the first season, it is a crazy, weird cartoon. all sorts of things happen that make no sense, and that's what makes it funny to me. All sorts of weird characters. You got a caveman who is like, who talks like Thurston Howell the Third, lovey. And he's all like dignified and stuff, but he's a giant caveman. You got a guy who was a male model who always had his hands to his side, so now his hands are locked that way. So he like does everything with his elbows. Like, you had really stupid characters that just worked in this world. In season 2 of Freakazoid, they took it into a serious route, where now Freakazoid was having normal adventures a la Batman, where he was trying to save the world, and he had full stories that would last one episode. In the first season, you kind of just had sometimes 2 or 3 stories, which were just like totally off the wall bonkers. They toned it down for the second one, but they kept Freakazoid the same, so it didn't work, because you had this weird character in this serious world now, and it just didn't work. It got really dumb and boring, and it got canceled. That's the reason why this idiot doesn't work here either. He's really stupid and annoying in a world that he just doesn't fit into. This whole episode just feels like a backdoor pilot for a Creeper series. Like, he makes Batman and Joker look like fools, and it's like they're saying, wouldn't you want to see more of him, kids? Look, he's better than those guys. And we can add Harley Quinn, too. You like Harley Quinn. Whoa! So, God, he is unbearable to me. So with all that said, let's just head to the Batcave archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Alrighty, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where we rank each episode we have reviewed thus far. This is episode 108. You'd figure I'm going to put it at the bottom of the list at 108, and you'd be wrong. Now, as much crap as I have given this episode, as much crap as I have said about the character, this episode is still better than the episode at the bottom of our list, which is Cult of the Cat. You see, that episode is just commits the cardinal sin of being boring. Cult of the Cat was pointless and boring. It had characters no one cared about. It turned Catwoman into a completely different character. And it is completely forgettable. I didn't even remember this episode until I saw it. And even then, it was like, when I say like episodes I hate, I wouldn't even remember this episode. So that's why that's staying at the bottom. But right on top of it, that's where I'm putting Beware the Creeper. Oh, so I forgot to mention, Beware the Creeper is actually the title of the Creeper's original comic book. But anyways, Beware the Creeper is going to be at 107. I hate this episode. I hate the character. You got all the reasons for in my after show notes. So I'm not going to go over that again. 107, Beware of the Creeper. Alrighty, that's going to be it for the show this week. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviews, episodes, or the show in general, send them to captain_marvelous1@yahoo.com. Next week, it is the last episode of Batman the Animated Series, and it is a good one. It is actually a legit good episode. So stay tuned. I have been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the heck am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Yeah. Hi, I'm John Waters, and this is The Creep.
When you're out at a club and you see a fly girl, do the creep. And do the creep. And if you wanna make friends at the ATM, do the creep, and do the creep. Well, we got a new dance, so get up on your feet. It's real easy to do, and it's called the creep. Let your hands flop around like a marionette. Pop your knees up and down, shake your chick in your neck. Now pull your waistband up like you expecting a flood, and stick your hair down flat like it was covered in mud. Trim up your mustache and pop them peepers. Pump this in your speakers, you a certified creeper. When you see a country peach laying out at the beach, do the creep and do the creep. And when a fine PYT walks in front of your tree, do the creep and do the creep.
I was 6 years old when I started creeping. My parents started peeping. You can't imagine their surprise when they lifted their heads and saw my little ass creeping at the foot of the bed.
Yeah, they knew I was a creep since the day I was found. Came popping out my mama like some catacomb. Yeah, the doctor cut my head and he started freaking. Cause I came out clean and I came out creeping.
In the boys' locker room, high deep inside, it was my little creep stalker room. As they disrobed, I was oogling and ogling. Little did they know that for me they were modeling. And I would laugh, and they would dance. So pop up your peepers and twerk out your sneakers. Don't sleep, come on, get your creep on.
When you go, get to sweating off the pride. Control your body, do the creep, and do the creep.
So get your knees flexing and your arms T-Rexing and creep,
do the creep.
And don't forget to smile.